The fruit fly outbreak in SA over the past year or two has posed a massive threat to the horticulture industry in a state with a reputation for being fruit fly free for half a century. So where are we up to now with tackling the threat? Nick Seckham, General Manager of the Fruit Fly Response Program at PRRSA, joins me now. Hi, Nick.
Hey there, nice to meet you.
Yeah, nice to have you with us. So an extraordinary amount of money, time and restrictions for consumers and horticulturalists is a big part of the response to fruit fly. Why is it important that we do that in order to eradicate the pest in SA?
So Jenny, fruit fly is one of those things that attack a whole lot of different fruits. There's a really broad range of host fruits, over 200 of them. And to the South Australian economy, it's worth about $1.3 billion a year, these fruits that we grow. And we're able to grow them in our backyards and commercially without having to apply chemicals or any of these treatments that other people have to. So it's just worth a lot of money and also allows us to grow a premium product that we can all enjoy.
Yeah. So in Metro Adelaide, we've had some concerns and outbreaks over the past 2 years. In the Riverland, it's more like the past year. Can you give us an update on where they're up to?
So they're all tracking as we'd like them to. We're sort of at that stage of the year right now where the weather's warming up, and if fruit fly are out there, they're likely to be more active. So even though we're in a good position and the work that we've been doing seems to have been doing all the things that we want it to, we need people to be really vigilant in the time leading up to Christmas to make sure we're on top of things and eradicating the pest.
All right. In a moment, let's talk about things that we can do in our own backyard. But could you take us through some of the strategies and innovations that you're looking at PRRSA?
Yeah, sure. So we've really thrown everything we can at this one. And to eradicate fruit fly, it's really about breaking the life cycle. And to do that, we put out an organic bait that the adult fruit flies eat, and that controls them. And we also pick up fruit and make sure that if there's any larvae or eggs in that fruit, we break the life cycle. But there's some really innovative things they're doing for the first time, and there's some new traps and lures out there that use organic product to attract the fruit flies to them and kills them. We're also putting out sterile fruit flies, 20 million a week in Metro Adelaide, and also in the Riverland, and there's a plane flying every week to help release those. And again, they help break the life cycle, and so all those things together work to eradicate fruit fly.
So you're starting to see some numbers lowering?
Yeah, absolutely. Now, we're coming off of a cold period, and so we would expect numbers to be low, but there's been several months now since we've seen any fruit fly in Metro Adelaide. The risk is that we've got the warm weather upon us now, and so we just need to keep our eyes open and be really vigilant leading up to Christmas, because that's when we'll be able to tell whether what we've been doing has actually worked.
And considering it's been sort of threatening the Hills Fleurieu region for a long time, it's quite extraordinary that a lot of the hills has, as far as I'm aware, remained untouched by fruit fly. Is that right, or has there been some fruit fly in that area?
No, so the only fruit fly we've got close to the hills are those that are in Metro Adelaide. And it's been really great, I guess. We stop fruit fly from spreading by stopping fruit from moving, because fruit fly can spread in fruit, because that's where they grow as babies, you know, as eggs and larvae. So we haven't had any of those outbreaks in the hills. One thing I'll say, though, is we put two lines of protection around our outbreaks, and one of those is a 7.5-kilometre ring. And some people have been included in that ring, even though there's no actual outbreaks on their property. They're included in that containment zone, and so there are some growers having to do work right now to make sure we don't spread fruit fly.
Nick Seekham's with us. He's the General Manager of the Fruit Fly Response Program at PRRSA. So what are the rules when it comes to travelling with fruit?
So it's really about, if you're in metropolitan Adelaide, check our website. There's a really good website at fruitfly.sa.gov.au, and there's some interactive maps there that show if you're in a red zone, which is where our outbreak centres are, a yellow zone, which is our second ring of protection, or green, which means, you know, yes, part of the rest of South Australia which don't have fruit fly. And really it's about making sure we don't move fruit across and outside of those zones, because that's how fruit fly could spread. If you're in one of those red zones, please take your fruit home, enjoy it there, but don't take it any further. And if you're in a yellow zone, make sure you don't move it into, you know, those green zones like Adelaide Hills. We don't want to spread the problem any further.
What about in the Murraylands? Because I know that we have quite a few listeners travelling through the Murraylands region, and I think there's maybe some restrictions the closer you get to the Riverland.
Yeah, so there's two things happening there. We have got some outbreaks in the Riverland. So again, same things apply if you're in those outbreak areas. Check the website. But generally, we can't move fruit from Adelaide into Riverland because, again, we don't want to be spreading the problem. And Riverland is where millions and millions of dollars of really good produce is produced every year. A lot of it's exported to sensitive markets like Japan without having to chemically treat it or fumigate it. And we really need to protect that status. So there's provisions in place to make sure that we don't move any fruit from Metro Adelaide to the Riverland so we don't put them at risk.
What about in between, like if someone was travelling up through the Fleurieu into the Murraylands?
There is a pest-free area that comes down as far as sort of Bow Hill, and that's the border and sort of through Blanchetown there. And if you're going any further eastwards and then that border, then you can't take that fruit in. And that sort of extends across to south of Loxton, sort of Alawuna area. So it does take in part of the Murraylands, this pest-free area that we're trying to protect.
Right. What are the signs of fruit fly and what should gardeners do if they think they see them?
Yeah, so this is where people can really help us with our eradication program, and we do need their help. If you've got fruit in your backyard, please pick it, enjoy it, and also collect it from under the tree and have a look at it. And what you're looking for is a little bruise, and what the female fruit fly does is she actually stings the fruit fly with her stinger and lays eggs in there. So you see a little bruise mark, and what you need to do then is cut that fruit open, and that's where you'll tell if there's anything wriggling around inside the fruit, anything that looks like maggots. Ring our hotline on 1300 666 010, and we'll get someone to check to see whether it is fruit fly or not.
Is there anything else that gardeners and horticulturalists can do to try to reduce the risk of having fruit fly in the region?
Yeah, so it's really those three things, I think. First of all, check your backyard. Secondly, don't move fruit if you're in an outbreak area or into the Riverland. But also, if you're involved with any of the fruit fly outbreak areas, we might need to access your backyard to be able to apply our baits or our traps or anything like that. Please let our guys in and let them do their work. They'll be in and out pretty quickly and then move on to the next property.
I really appreciate your time today. Thanks so much for joining us, Nick Seckham.
No worries at all. Thanks very much, Jenny.